There are so many good reasons to read a book, to study history, learn a new skill, practice our empathy, have a good cry, or perhaps a good laugh. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new books about funny women doing some pretty crazy things. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Worry by Alexandra Tanner is a dark millennial comedy starring two testy, needy Jewish sisters who move in together in New York City and drive each other nuts. It's narrated by older sister Jules, 28, who will have you laughing by page 2, where she explains that, quote, to save $50 on airfare, Poppy flew from the Palm Beach airport not to JFK or LaGuardia or even Newark, but to MacArthur on Frontier, then rode a shuttle from the airport to Ronkonkoma to catch the LIRR, then took a 2-hour train that ended up taking 3 hours because someone jumped onto the tracks and died as it was pulling into Jamaica. On the edge of breakup with a new boyfriend, Jules passive-aggressively both invites and discourages Sister Poppy, who has not long ago attempted suicide, from staying on. Jules's own life is certainly missing something. Her job writing cynical horoscopes, her obsession with Mormon mommies on social media, her relationships with her pyramid schemer mother and plastic surgeon father, none of these things make her happy for even a second. Meanwhile, poor, miserable, hive-covered, nihilist shoplifter Poppy expands their codependent household by adopting a 3-legged rescue dog named Amy Klobuchar. And of course, they fight about her constantly. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, this hilarious, unremittingly jaundiced depiction of modern young adulthood hits uncommon extremes of both funny and sad. For a different demographic entirely, try Sylvia's Second Act by Hilary Yablon. When Sylvia walks in on her husband, Lewis, with a woman she calls, quote, the roving whore of the Boca Beach Gables retirement community, and learns in the aftermath that he has lost all of their money through a bad investment, she feels mainly relief. She finally has a good reason to leave him, which she's wanted to do for a long time. She heads over to her friend Evie's, who suggests they start drinking immediately, and the next day puts Sylvia in an Uber to the airport. Her initial plan, to stay with her daughter Isabel and help with the twins, is foiled by Isabel, who has no faith in her mother's ability to make it on her own and is determined to get her parents back together. Rather than cave to pressure, Sylvia decides to do the one thing she really truly wants, to move to Manhattan and restart her wedding planning business. She persuades Evie to fly up and join her, and the roomies plunge into city living together in an Airbnb in Harlem, with Sylvia pawning her jewelry for seed money and going for a job interview with a rival wedding planner who did her dirty long ago. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, Yablon's debut is mostly gentle screwball comedy with a bit of gravitas added by Evie's plotline. She lost her son to a drug overdose, and his widow has cut her off from her grandchild. So along with a messy affair, a penitent husband, and an angry daughter, Sylvia's got her friend's situation to worry about. But actually, for a 63-year-old lady, she's not much of a worrier. And though finding a soulmate doesn't seem to be in the cards, Sylvia cares less about romance than work and friendship. Golden Bachelor aside, I think many of us in her age group can totally relate.
The books are Worry by Alexandra Tanner and Sylvia's Second Act by Hilary Yablon. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.